We started with our proposed model for a 30 nanometer fiber based upon this grouping of six histone octamers. A single strand of DNA is threaded through the complex. Again, I mentioned that the DNA columns are drawn vertically, but I've unrealistically left the histone structure tipped forward so that at least a part of the path of the DNA can be seen. I don't think I've mentioned it before, but in case it's not completely obvious, the pathway given here for the threading of DNA through the six histone group is arbitrary. Any number of alternative pathways could be proposed. The only requirement of our model is that any proposed pathway have a single entry point and a single exit point for the single DNA duplex, and that the DNA acquire no net twists during its journey. Remember, too, that the loops of DNA are much longer than shown here. Next, we stack up 25 of these six histone octamer planar units to make our 300 nanometer tall tower. Then we take a large number of these unit towers and compress them together to make our fence-like or wall-like structure. This wall, containing a single DNA duplex with no twists, extends the entire length of the chromosome and has a width of about 30 nanometers everywhere and a height of 300 nanometers. Now we'll fold it like a curtain. To appreciate the geometry of the fold, we shall look down upon the wall from above in the viewing direction indicated by the arrows.